So we are rolling here. Bruce Robinson, Jay Bayless, day one of whatever this is.
What are we going to call it? Let's go with the North Bay Voice Project. So for anybody who is bothering to listen to this, how did we get here? Well, first of all, I think this is probably where at some point in time we're going to have that highly produced intro music, you know, the...
Probably not.
No, okay.
So how did we get here?
How did we get here?
We are in Studio C. This is day one of Jake Bayless on the job at KRCB creating the Voices Project, which we are defining sort of as we speak.
Yeah. You know, day one, I it's been an interesting day already of meetings and fleshing out a whole bunch of important issues with a handful of staff members here. But I didn't want to start with any assumptions, for that matter, about what people want to see out of this project and where it's going to go and what it's going to be called and what exactly it's going to do.
So what are we trying to accomplish here? For somebody who's just tuned into this saying, what the heck have I bumbled into? Well, what have we bumbled into?
At some point in the not too distant future, I really look forward to not having to use the analogy of my last project, which is the Empire Report website, which for anybody who may not be familiar with, it was a great little experiment that I and a handful of people, other very helpful, wonderful, productive, media-loving people, put together as a website to serve the community need of more dialogue and discussion.
And it's still out there for people who want to see what you're doing, right?
It's turned off right now.
It is turned off.
It's turned off. And it's turned off because it became too much of a time sink. It didn't have a financial model. It didn't have something that could sustain it, you know, be it by advertising or donations or grant funding. We didn't have the ability, the time, really, to turn something like that on. And so it was just us in a vacuum trying to create something where there wasn't anything before. And it was so time-consuming, we had to turn it off.
But what was the something you were trying to create?
I think the thing that I was trying to create was something to fill the void in community dialogue that has become more and more missing. It's just gone in this huge sea change that everybody is seeing, but nobody can really put their finger on it in media. You know, for the first 200 years of America, there has been news. There's been a newspaper. There's been, you know, the printing press. And only in the last 5-10 years tops have we seen it been turned on its head. And so the thing that used to pay for, that beautiful model that used to pay for the investigative journalism, the public's ombudsman of government and accountable, everything in our society is just... It's operating on a shoestring now, and it's a shadow of its former self. And I think that's a big problem. You know, it's a big problem for so many different reasons, and it really isn't that hard to put something in place technically, you know, from a technical standpoint, that can do some of that on the cheap, you know, without all of the overhead.
As a vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. To amplify voices, to give people a place to come and talk and debate and discuss and shine a light in crevices that otherwise aren't really being identified, problems and solutions. And, you know, without that, our community is missing something. And I think everybody that I know, everybody that I've spoken with about this kind of a project feels it. And it's very difficult to say exactly what it is, but everybody feels it. Everybody knows that their newspaper, whatever it might be, and this is everywhere in the United States and probably the world right now, it's not what it used to be, and it's missing something. And I think that now we have this ability, this marvelous ability to do something to replace it for peanuts, for pennies on the dollar of what it used to cost to do that sort of thing. And so... KRCB, I think it took a long time to convince KRCB to come around, but I think they've come around and they realize the potential and the value to the community for trying something like this.
So the process underway here is to create this forum, this vehicle, this sort of online assembly point, town square, if you will, for looking at what's going on in Sonoma County, perhaps beyond, perhaps in your neighborhood, where there's something worth sharing with your neighbors.
Precisely. You know, I think the news and information market is saturated right now with national and international news. It's so cheap, you know, for us as consumers to go and read a national story. Now, certainly it's not the lush reporting that we're used to in the past, but there's no need for, I think, a locally based, community-driven news and media and content producer to develop content outside of what it knows best. And I think what KRCB knows best is this community, the North Bay. You know, perhaps Northern California, perhaps initially Sonoma County and Marin County, and maybe going out to Napa and Mendocino and Lake in a little bit. But I think that this is also an extremely scalable project. And I think that it probably won't take very long for people to realize that it matters that it's nonprofit. It matters that we're not lining the pockets of an executive somewhere in New York, to use a cliche metaphor. But it matters that this is a very volunteer-driven organization of, by, and for the people who live here, with stories and content and pictures and movies and audio about us and for us. And I think that is something that is extremely lacking. There are lots of models that are coming up left and right, but it's a role that we have to fill.
So as you've observed and as well known, there's an appetite for this now. We've perhaps whetted that appetite just a little bit more in the last few minutes. Having built some of these expectations, where should we direct them now?
Wow. What are you getting at, Bruce?
What are we doing? Where are we going? What are we doing? What's this going to turn into?
Yeah.
How do we figure out what it's going to turn into?
I don't know. I mean, I really hope that you and I can keep doing this kind of a discussion, because I think that the answer to that question is going to be different next week. And I'd love to do this again next week. And I think it's something that will allow us to touch base and maybe at some point invite other people in here. But I think there is a yearning right now for the community to have an outlet to amplify expert voices. And I think that there is a readership that is dying to hear what the experts think, whether it's an expert about local politics, an expert about water, an expert about, you know, early education, an expert about, you know, the sky's the limit, really. And all of the things that locally affect us. Or maybe it's about baking brownies. I don't know. That's exactly the metaphor.
Sounds like a major
metaphor.
Distraction if we go too far in that direction.
Yeah. But, glad we're not in Mendocino County right now. That would be received vastly differently, wouldn't it?
Then it would be back on the front page. That would be a news story, not a cooking story.
Yeah, so I think what's really on our horizon right now, what my MO for the next couple weeks is going to be, is to put something in the internet space that is ready to take contributions from members of the community and good pieces. I think we're looking for journalism, and we're looking for educated and informed opinion. And we're looking to find a way to amplify the voices of the people who know what the heck they're talking about. Because right now, they don't have a very good way to speak to their neighbors, you know, let alone people across the county.
Invariably, there's a lot going on that never quite percolates up to the level of, you know, reporters asking questions about it. But the beauty of the community at large is the variety of perspectives, and maybe you know about a meeting or a conversation or a change that's in the works that is going to affect other folks, or it's going to affect you, and you're not quite sure what to make of it. So by sharing that, maybe we could make some sense of it together.
I think so, and I hope that maybe next week we're going to have some real concrete ways for people to get in touch with us about how they can participate in this project, because we're not going to be able to do it by ourselves. We're not going to be able to do it as an organization that has deep pockets, because we don't. We have a mechanism.
Oh, don't we?
but we also are going to need a lot of help. And I think one of the first orders of business not only is going to be to put something in the place where we can start to create a website at minimum that people can come and share ideas and participate with each other, but we're also going to have to really engage the people who want to play a part in this new project. And I think that hopefully next week we will have some of those answers, those email addresses and the website and so on and so forth.
So this is day one. As you can tell, we're just beginning to wrap our heads around what it is we're out to do. And by the time we rejoin you a week from now, we may have a little bit better, clearer conception. And if you have the opportunity to respond to this and steer us in that direction, we can do that as well.
Lastly, I think we could tell people that right now we're going to be sharing whatever we can with anybody via Twitter. I think that that's probably the easiest way. And, you know, some people love Twitter and some people are stymied by it. But as a mechanism for us to just really quickly have a log of a diary of what's going on and what decisions are on the table and where we're going to go and what we're turning on versus what we're not and how we came to make a decision, that's probably going to be a really easy way. So Twitter at North Bay Report.
And North Bay Report is at KRCB News.
At KRCB News. And I have my personal Twitter, which I'm happy to share, which is at Honyocker, spelled H-O-N-Y-O-C-K-E-R, Honyocker. There you have it.
Meet you back here later.
Yeah.